Hello, gentlemen. I forgot to record an intro, but whoa, I can also hear myself. We're going to go insane. Hello, this evening. I can see gentlemen here. Mark, hello. Someone hit the like button first. Mike, Chris, and hello from 67 degrees north. I think I'm at like 38. They are quite a bit further north, and it's kind of probably cold that further north. There wasn't an intro voice recording in the beginning of this, so maybe you don't know what this is going to be about. We have a requested topic. Is paintball ready for TV? I'm going to talk about that. Some NXL Dover stuff, some ICPL winners, and some cool stuff I found on the internet. There's a lot of like neat little things that happen online that I just thought were kind of fun. We'll talk about. But, you know, we'll hang out here a little bit, and then we'll jump straight into my, is paintball ready for TV or not? I have a couple notes, and we're just going to riff and see how it goes. Eric says, ICPL was a blast. You would have laughed your ass off. Well, what happened? Something must have happened. ICPL is always so hard to find information on because, you know, there's just, you know, not a ton of information out there. It's one of those tournaments, like, back in the day, you kind of had to be there. There's just not a lot of, you know, traditional paintball media out there talking and whatever, doing stuff. Boosted! Hello. Yeah, if you're here right now, if you're early, maybe give the live stream a like. You know, liking the live stream is always super helpful. It helps something. I mean, what? It helps show the live stream to like more people or something. Lots of friendly fire and flags. Friendly fire is always funny. For sure. It's always kind of fun. All right, let's just go and talk about, is paintball ready for TV? And I thought about like what to do instead of me just like talking on the screen like this. And I don't know, I couldn't really come up with anything. So we're going to this is called Sights and Sounds. This is a 2-minute and 45-second video that I made in Tampa. Just kind of like establishing shots. There's some like background noise. They're kind of cool. I actually really like this. Sights and Sounds from Tampa. So are we ready for TV? You know, my ultimate thing is, I don't know, you know, I'm not a TV expert. I'm not like a live sports expert. I just watch a lot of paintball and happen to watch a lot of other sports too. We can certainly say this is not the first time paintball's had or tried to go on TV, right? I mean, we first did it back in the 80s, but first probably really in the early 2000s when we saw a lot of the NPPL and like PSP stuff make it to various outlets, right? It was on NBC? No, that's not what I meant to say. I was going to say TNT, but that's not right either. Definitely ESPN, ESPN2, the Outdoor Life Network, if anyone remembers that. There were various places where paintball went on TV. So it's not like, is it ready? It's happened already before. But is it ready again? Maybe we're ready now, more than we have been in the past at least. You know, the old MPPL days, you can see them right there, webcasting. We have Matt Carter and then Darren on the other side. Yeah, we just think back to those old MPPL days and just the technology and camera equipment and, you know, the trailer and all the equipment involved was exponentially more expensive. So now at least I think we're probably more ready than we've have been in the past, right? I mean, cameras are wildly better and way more affordable. Audio stuff just more obtainable and affordable. We have drones now. They've not instituted it, but we could for certainly do barrel cameras. And let me know in the chat. I don't know. Let me know what you think about things I'm saying. I'm going to be watching the chat. Yeah, so maybe like technically it's kind of better than it's ever been before. And there's also a lot of competition we've been hearing for live sports. A lot of the TV networks, a lot of the streaming platforms. And, you know, it's difficult. When I say TV, really, it's like, I don't know what that means. That could mean Netflix. That could mean actual TV. You know, TV nowadays, I don't think like actual, like over-the-top television, like NBC, you know, it could be a number of different things. But there's a lot of competition right now for those live sporting events. So right now, maybe paintball has an opportunity to get in where they couldn't have before, because there were only so many places to go. Now there's just so many more channels and like streaming places that it gives maybe paintball an opportunity to sneak in where it couldn't go. One of the things that I really kind of don't know, though, and I think about, is whether three-man or five-man is the answer. Or not even the answer, like, should it be three-man or five-man? And I don't know. You know, I think five-man's more interesting because there's more bodies, there's more variables, like more crazy things can happen. You can get like wild run-throughs and just more interesting things happen in the game. Whereas three-man is just so much quicker and faster. It might not be as interesting to myself, but I'm also like not really maybe the target demographic. You know, I'm going to watch this either way, no matter what happens. So I think we're probably trying to appeal... when I say we, I just mean, you know, paintball in general, trying to appeal to outside people or newer people. And I think three-man certainly is easier to digest, but, you know, so is, you know, one-on-ones. So at some point, we kind of, I think, have to add a few more people just to kind of make it more interesting. So I think five-man's more interesting for me, but three-man honestly might play better on TV. Then this kind of has to do with... are we ready or not? Like, you know, is the production ready or are we in that phase? And, you know, in the past, we had to hire outside people, like maybe not all the time, but a lot of the time, those TV shows and stuff, all the live stuff was all put on by outside people. And right now we have Major League Paintball, the Major League Paintball Plus guys. And it's fantastic. Like the only thing they could do better is get more money. Because that's kind of really the problem. I mean, they're all very good and know the equipment and can do anything. It's just the amount of funding. So maybe if somehow paintball does get live on TV again, we could get a little bit more funding to try to improve the webcast. Because I think that we should probably do it ourselves. Like, I really think that Major League Paintball Plus people should do it. Duke, I'm going to kind of address your question or your comment here in a second. He said, watching paintball sucks, and I'm a lifelong player. Yes. What else do I have here? Yeah, but one of the things I wrote, too, is it's not really any different than it was before. Because it's not. You know, if we think back to those days when paintball was huge on ESPN and the MPPL, the game is relatively the same. It's like, okay, it's five-man now, not seven-man, okay? And like, you know, you instead of playing one team, you play this team for a little bit. It's essentially the same thing, so it's not like we've reinvented anything. So I think that if we would want it to be successful, I think that looking at alternatives or things that could make it different than it was before... are also a good idea. When we talked very briefly last week about Tom Cole was on Spick and Span talking about trying different alternative formats. And I think that, you know, that might be a good idea just because we've kind of been doing it the same way forever. So getting outside perspective, or like Tom said, thinking outside the box is probably what's required, I think. But Duke's question, watching paintball sucks and I'm kind of a lifelong player. And that's kind of the problem with paintball always, right? That's why it's like, I don't know. I don't know if it will be liked or consumed by outside people because it is so difficult to watch. And paintball kind of reminds me of a lot of other sports that aren't spectator-based. You know, there's plenty of sports out there that, you know, just nobody really watches. You know, you can think about cycling or mountain biking. You know, lots of people have mountain bikes and are going out riding bikes and stuff, but that doesn't mean they're going to sit down and like watch like, you know, a 3-hour downhill mountain bike race. You know, most of those people aren't doing that. Like I wrote, kayaking, running, golf, scuba diving, those are all like really big sports and they do have some sort of like TV presence, but not nearly as much as like other sports like baseball or football. And those sports are thriving and doing really well. One thing that's true, I think, about a lot of those sports is that most of the people watching them are also people participating. And that's probably true with paintball. So I think one of the better ways to like grow viewership within paintball is just get more people to play paintball. I mean, obviously that's easier said than done, but I do think that paintball is one of those sports where you really kind of have to be one of the players or have played it a bunch or something like that to really kind of even grasp the concept of it. I think right now, these times when we've had paintball on TV, like that ESPN 3-man or Atlantic City, they did the finals on ESPN. One of the good things about now is that... Actually, it doesn't make any sense. I wrote on here, before the industry paid for it 100%. And I guess that's still kind of the case, though, but that's something we don't think about is back in the day, all those ESPN shows that were the MPPL and stuff, those were all paid for by the league and by sponsors and stuff. So it wasn't like ESPN was like, wow, this is so cool, we'll pay you to get on TV. No, paintball companies had to pay to get on TV. So this time around, it appears to be somewhat the same, you know, but there's more infrastructure in place, right? Like Major League Paintball Plus can just do it. You don't got to like hire people or do anything. They can just film the whole thing. So while the industry paid previously, maybe it would be a little more cost effective or affordable this time around. But whether paintball is ready for TV, I don't know. I think we'll find out, though. I think that we might see some developments in the future. But I don't know if that's necessarily going to be live TV or not. Watching poker sucked until we got the whole card cams, for sure. That's very true. Perhaps better perspective lend to more eyeballs. The commentary was really good and kept me entertained. The commentary in like paintball or like poker stuff. That is very true, though. I mean, getting a little bit of insight into what those individual poker players have, like knowing their hands, you can kind of play yourself, right? You're like, oh, he shouldn't do this, or ooh, hopefully he does this. And I don't know how we I don't know how we incorporate that or anything like that into paintball, but for sure. We think about barrel cameras and like stuff like that, but I'm not sure how much that helps either. I think that maybe the drone is probably the best for getting that like top down angle. So we can kind of, you can kind of do that, right? You can be like, oh, he should shoot here or go over here or do some of that stuff. Live action would be cool to have like barrel cams and stuff. It's just so hard to like, it would be cool to cut to them every once in a while. Like if a guy's shooting a lane or something, you cut to that barrel cam, like switch to the barrel cam. But it doesn't really give you that good of a perspective of what's happening because you can only see it from that like, you know, camera angle. You're going to get as much information as the player has, which is kind of just like what's right in front of him. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it's hard to fly the drone just because of where it's at. Like, I know in Tampa, they couldn't fly it at all because they were so close to the airport. So they were kind of limited, you know, based on the proximity. Yeah, but there's definitely Netflix rumors that they were at in Tampa. We're going to try to, like, get confirmation on some of that stuff coming up here pretty soon, though. So who knows? Paintball ready for TV? I don't know. I'll watch it, you know. I'll watch it no matter what they do. It's not really saying that much. This is kind of fun. We haven't really, like, touched on this, though. This is coming up. Dover, April 30th through May 3rd. Oh, my God. It's, like, next week. Crazy. But this is kind of fun. While attending the NXL Mid-Atlantic Open, take advantage of the unique opportunity at the legendary Dover Motor Speedway. Through the Laps for Charity, players, teams, and fans can drive their own vehicle around the famous 1 mile Monster Mile. Following the official pace car on the same high-speed banked oval used by professional racing. series. Hosted by Speedway Children's Charities, this special event raises funds to support children and families in need throughout the region. It's the perfect way to add an unforgettable off-the-field experience to your trip to Dover while supporting a great cause. Visit here for more information and to secure your spot on the racetrack. That's kind of cool. If you're in Dover, I don't know how much it is, like $700 or something, though. That was a good register. Let's find out how much it costs. Maybe it doesn't cost anything. Five laps, $75. Oh, a pace car ride's kind of cool. Oh, it's an additional fee. I don't know. Maybe if you're a motorsport enthusiast and you're going to be in Dover at the tournament, you can go drive your rental car around the track. You can experience the banked turns. I appreciate the "I'll watch it no matter what" mentality. I feel that is most of us. Yeah, I'll watch it no matter what. So, you know, they can do whatever they want. Some brands. What are you saying? The PRS shooters and the USPSA shooters regularly run barrel cameras. I have seen those hat cams. Those are kind of cool, for sure. Drones following them, but the shooters tends to be speaking to their audience with the data and content insights. Yeah. Paintball's just so fast, you know? It's so hard to switch cameras. Although I want to see it, you know, we've talked about, you know, whatever, freaking barrel cameras and doing stuff forever, so it's not super crazy. You know, this live stream is sponsored by BFPgear.com. BFP Gear. Oh, God. What is going on? BFPgear.com. Look, there's BFPgear.com. We can close some of these links, I guess. For sure. They just got Lux Airs. They have a few Lux Airs in stock. Dust Black. I really like... that's the Dust Black one. I really like this freaking gray. I've always liked gray guns. I had a gray CS3. I had a gray 3.5. Fan of the gray. I had a gray G6R. Always loved the dust colors. You know, maybe you get yourself a Lux Air. Maybe you're looking for new power inserts, because they do take these PWR inserts. You know, BFP got those. They got you covered. Whether you want the Planet Eclipse ones, you want the Vector inserts, or, oh, that's again that 10% off thing. You put your phone number in there, 10% off your first order. You want to order one of those Lux Airs? That's a good discount right there. It's like $180 off. Pro DNA PWR inserts. You got the Carbon FP inserts. Those have that, like, Teflon coating on them. Regular power inserts. The Planet Eclipse inserts. You can get all that stuff. We're at, like, stainless steel. There we go. There's some stainless steel infamous ones at $180. You can find it all at BFPgear.com. You know, they've been a long time supporter of this channel. I mean, without their support and people like them, wouldn't even do this. We wouldn't be doing this, guys. Well, maybe, you know. I don't know. I'm back. Hello, Mark. What does BFP stand for? Let's go back over there, Austin. I appreciate you. We talked about you last week. Talked about your Ion video, if you saw that. BFP gear used to be BlackFridayPaintball.com. You can see even when you go to, like, if we type BFPgear.com, it'll change it to Black Friday Paintball. And the change was just made more sense, right? At one point, this was only Black Friday sales. It was like only, like, Black Friday sales. So they had the domain to just sell Black Friday stuff, like, years and years ago. Why is the search open? And they kept using the website and stuff, so they were selling stuff more regularly and just becoming like a normal store. So it made a little more sense to try to change the name just so it wasn't specifically associated with Black Friday sales. There's your answer. PFP gear. The gear, you know, I don't know, gear didn't say anything, right? No. Nothing crazy. I think, like, my chat is, like, weird here. What is going on with the chat? Stuff's weird. Why is the CSS not working? What is happening? I don't know. There we go. I don't know. I think you scrolled. Oh, that's very pop. No. I would have had to click interact and like do a bunch of shit like this. So you can kind of see me in there right now. I'd have had to click that. Oh, shit. Damn it. Fuck. No. Just stop doing that. There we go. Okay. Never mind. Yeah. Okay. I don't know what we're doing now. ICPL, why not? The International Classic Paintball League had their first tournament of the year. And I have a video we could have watched too of this, but the Pro-Am, we had the All-Americans taking first place. And, you know, the way the finals work in 10-man, it's like old-school finals. So what they do is they take the top three teams. So you can go to the finals, but it's three teams in the finals. And you play two games in the finals. So if you're, you know, team one or whatever, you're going to play two and three. And then, you know, two plays one and three and whatever. And at the end, whoever has the most points out of the two games they played wins the tournament. And whoever has the second most, you know, gets second. And the All-Americans won, and they beat Aftershock by a single point. So I believe a single point is that they either shot one more guy or they had one more body alive in one of their points. So they barely won. You can see the prime suspects in there at third. They actually went first in the prelims. It's pretty cool. I'm not familiar with them, but they did very well at the Pro 10-man at Ambush Paintball Park. We can see 10-man amateur over there, and we have Los Angeles Faction in first place, Defy Factory. Third place, Dallas Vibe. I should have checked that, but Dallas Vibe is a WNXL team, so that's kind of cool. The amateur 5-man, we had Air Assault Factory 2. Air Assault Factory blank took second. The Philippines in third place. We have open 5-man Chicago Aftershock. Far Side. I'm going to throw up a little bit there. Far Side. And the All-Americans. There's a few videos online that guys have taken as well. There are links below for a couple of videos. We'll just kind of like check this one out real fast. This is Paintball Life. He's got a bunch of L's and I's and stuff. I've seen his stuff pop up, you know. This is Aftershock versus the All-Americans. In the prelims on the mounds field, I think this mounds field's super cool. I really like how they have like trees and shit growing on top of the mounds. Really a fan of that. Dude, I love mounds. I'll tell you, this is fun paintball to me. This is so much more fun than like airball or, you know, 7-man or whatever. Like, this is the paintball that I want to be doing. Mounds. I'm okay with 10-man hyperball. I'd rather play mounds. I want to play in the woods. You know, this stuff's fun. There's some cool shots like this. Yeah, you get to see the whole. He got the whole video up on high on standing on something. Not the whole video, the whole field. Go check him out. There's a couple links below. You can find out and watch some ICPL stuff. Just look in the description. It's easy. 10-man looks like a lot of cardio. It looks easy. Could you imagine? I don't even know. I don't play airball, but I couldn't imagine having to go play snake every point. That stuff looks exhausting. 10-man can get long, though. They used to do an ICPL stream, but it has been a few years since I think they've done it. It's just so hard to stream, you know, because it's like Woods Ball and like the Mounds field, the field's so big, it's like very difficult to actually film it. So I kind of think that they've like, you know, stopped doing it a little bit. Yeah, I don't know why this like chat is not updating. The like chat is not updating on screen. It's very weird. Boosted. Brad, you play any paintball lately with the new DRV loader? I played 2 weeks ago. Yep. It worked. Zero problems. Yeah. It works fine. I mean, that's kind of what you want from a loader, though, is it just to work? You know, just turn it on, it just starts feeding. Mm-hmm. Although, to be fair, I don't, like, you know, shoot as fast as possible. I'm not there shooting, like, 40 balls a second. It's definitely heavier than most hoppers. There's no question. The DRV. But it's one of those things that, like, I don't know. It's, like, overall system weight. You know, like, it reminds me of, like, cycling. You know, one of the big things in bike racing, and for a long time, was getting the lightest bike possible. And guys are, like, trying to save, like, 30 grams. You're like, oh, I'm going to get this carbon fiber piece, and it's going to save 30 grams, or, like, 100 grams. But it's, like, you know, 100 grams, once you add your body into it, and the bike, and all that stuff, you know, that all adds up to be, like, 10,000 grams. So, like, 30 grams is, like, negligible. So I think once you have, like, a loader on your tank and your gun and it's paint and everything, you're probably not even going to notice a difference. But it could matter, right? I mean, it's obviously a little heavier. So if you have a tank that's heavier and a gun that's heavier, all that stuff will be heavier. I don't know if it matters. You know, I don't know if it matters all that much. I mean, if we're talking, like, 5 pounds heavier, that would probably matter. But I don't think that I've ever been, like, disadvantaged because the gun was a little heavier. You know? They actually kind of shoot better in a way. Like, heavier guns because they don't kick as much. So, it's heavier for sure. It's also kind of, like, built a little bit better, too. You kind of get that, like, build quality increase a little bit. So, yeah. Oh, gosh. Chris Martin says, I have a plus 60 on my control, too. Those extra paintballs are heavier than the loader. Are they really? Just 60 paintballs? I'm not really good at math. I can't tell you. I can't convert grams to ounces and pounds in my head that well. I don't know. Speaking of the DRV, this whole, not the whole live stream, but, you know, a portion of this live stream is sponsored by Carbon Paintball. Carbon Paintball just got new gloves. We actually talked about not these gloves last week. We talked about the, nope, not those ones again. These are the Carbon Air, very lightweight, nimble glove. Right there again, the Carbon Air. These are the Carbon SC Pro. I just really like the way these look. They just look really cool. They kind of remind me of, like, what's that, like, superhero that turns into rock? He's, like, brownish. Kind of looks like his hands could be that. The Carbon SC Pro. And Carbon also have some new stuff coming out tomorrow. They're going to start releasing the GRX, the graphic series, for the Carbon DRV Derive Hoppers. This is going to be the first one they come out with, the Fracture Gold. The Fracture Gold was really popular. They released it initially on the Carbon Zero Pro in Fracture Gold. It sold out really quick. These are going to only be, in the hoppers, they're only going to release 100 in each size. So Carbon make their 200 and 250 round. And this will, yeah, be 100 in each sizes. So just 200 in total. And yeah, the DRV is the most... No, well, that doesn't make any sense. It's the fastest and easiest on paint hopper. So you can adjust it by the OLED screen in the back. It's going to turn on like real quick. It's adjustable speed settings. It has five adjustable speed settings. Five adjustable paint settings as well. So if you're, for some reason, breaking a ton of paint, you can lower the paint fragility setting to make it easier. Comes apart real easy. It's tool-less completely. You can take it apart even further. You got to put it in right, and probably not how they meant you to do that. It goes to back really easy. Comes with the speed feed. Comes with a ringlet. It's got that big-ass OLED screen. You recharge it via USB-C. It's the most advanced paintball hopper ever made. Ever made? Yeah, sure, why not? You can see my handprints. The Carbon DRV from Carbon Paintball. A proud sponsor of paintball ruined my life. Does it self-wipe? No. I was going to make some sort of poop joke, but I don't know. There's got to be a poop joke in there somewhere. Carbon paintball, 60 grams, 60 paintballs is about 180 grams, and 180 grams is about, I don't know, you're going to have to do that math for me, 16 grams in an ounce, and there are, no, how many grams are in an ounce? I don't know, shit, I'm not your guy for that, sorry. You know, this is really cool. I really like this. This is a photo book being made by Nigel D'Souza. Sign up for the mailing list. You get 15% off discount until April 30th. I gotta put my mouse over there. Really cool. He's done two volumes. This is going to be the second volume right there. You can see there's two versions, a basic one, $65. There are 450, which is kind of a lot. 332 pages, 8.5 by 11. So it's big, good, solid prints, a good size. I don't like huge magazines, and then real small ones kind of suck. But what's really cool is it's all shot on 35 millimeter film. So these are all different film shots he's gotten. Some of them are very, very good. I just love the print. There really is truly something different about actually holding this stuff in your hand and feeling it. That's so good. That's a really good one. Really good one. There's a couple other ones I really, really like. Maybe they weren't here, though. That one's really good, too. Really good. I like that one. I think we know who that is. Really cool. If you want to check him out, there's a link in the description. Nigel D'Souza, 10 Seconds. It's a really cool like name for the magazine or for the book, too. I mean, obviously, kind of, I didn't put it together, and I was looking through, and I was like, oh, yeah, 10 Seconds, sure. That makes sense. It's really cool. Great photos. It's really cool to see this stuff in freaking print. Wow, look at that, too. How big is it, though? That's super cool. Real sweet. Check him out. Link below. Nigel D'Souza. 16 grams in a pound, 28 grams in an ounce, 28 grams in an ounce, 28 grams in an ounce. How many... So 28 grams, we have... It's like a half a pound. How was my time at Swamp Fest? Dude, I'd love to go to Swamp Fest. Unfortunately, I didn't really go to Swamp Fest. Yeah, we were at the paintball field this weekend at the Capital Edge Paintball League for the CEPL, the Capital Edge Paintball League at Capital Edge Paintball Park. And yeah, it just rained a bunch, so it was all swampy and kind of cold, so. Yeah, the magazine is definitely a dying art form. That's for sure. I mean, I used to go to, like, Barnes & Nobles and, like, look at magazines all the time. It was kind of fun. Won't do that no more. Brad has never been a weed dealer. Nope. I do know how many ounces are in a gram. I can know how many grams are in an ounce. I just don't want to think about it during the live stream. Because there's, like, no time for me to think during these. If you notice, I don't ever stop. We're just constantly going. Going and going and going and going. I really like these, too. This has, like, nothing to do with weighing ounces or grams or whatever. You don't really weigh a gram, though. I guess you could if you have, like, a, you know, the standard. I just really liked these.
We're gonna go see what we got, man. Here we go. We're going in. Mixing up that good for you, baby. I am the master. Fucking shit stirring. We're gonna win. We're gonna win. We're gonna win. We're gonna win. Let it fly, baby. Everybody gonna shoot the good stuff, man. Are you gonna shoot the good stuff? You can. Call Chad Boucher. Dover, Delaware. Couple weeks. It's coming up, man. You're gonna wanna get this.
I didn't actually watch this. What's this one? Oh, no. Damn it. Or no, I've watched all these. I just don't remember exactly which one this was. Okay.
Batch of our Let It Fly Phil. Hand mixed by yours truly, the master encapsulator, also Phil Technician.
The paint color kind of matches his, like, sure overall skin tone and, like, vibe.
Finicity and the flystosity of every single paintball Phil that's in here comes out to the perfect balance of amazing.
I like this.
Brilliance. And
he's a loss of words.
To understand, but so good.
Yep, that's all. This is whatever. I just like people having fun, you know, so I'm open to having fun. Yeah, what is going on? This chat, like, doesn't update itself. What's going on? Yeah, I haven't shot Defy paint in a really long time. It's been, like, a couple years. But every time I shot it, it was good. You know, maybe a year and a half. It's a different paint now, though, I think. But every time I had it, it was great. I actually really liked it, so. Yeah, I don't know. But it is different now. I think they, like, moved the machines and stuff. So I don't think I've used the, like, most current. I've definitely, like I said, it's been like a year and a half. So I definitely haven't used the most current things. Yeah, Eric, I don't know. During NXL teams, didn't use Defy. I don't know. I know I heard something about some teams, like, switching paint. Like, some pro teams switching brands to that, like, weren't their sponsored brands. But I don't know who or what that was. I don't know all the exact details. Yeah, all the Defy stuff is made in Southern California now. I think so. I don't understand some brands. I don't understand. Yeah, I don't know. Every time I've used it, it's fine. But I think, you know, paint's one of those things where, like, if you don't use it regularly, like, if you've not used, like, for instance, at the paintball store, right? When I was at the store working 6 days a week, talking to people about paint every day for years, you know, I had a good grasp on, like, what is good and what's not, right? But if you're not using all the paint brands every week, or getting feedback on all the paint brands every week, like I was at the paintball store, it's really difficult to tell. Because, you know, like I just said, you know, like the last time I used Defy was a year and a half ago, and it was really good. So whether it's this, you know, the last few months it's been really good, I don't know. Whether, you know, the GI stuff's been really good, like, I don't know, you know, because I'm not using all of it. But, you know, back in the day, you know, when I owned the paintball store, at least for the stuff we were getting, it was really easy to say, like, what's good and what's not. And it was also really easy to say what's consistent, you know? Back then, at least, the Valken stuff was the most consistent. I mean, Valken they don't make anything, but they for sure made the most consistent paint for, I mean, a good 10 years or something there. It might not have been the most brittle, but it was always round. It tended to always be round and always shot fairly straight. Josh, hit that like button, guys. Give the live stream a like, you know, if you're here, maybe. If you're a channel member, I wonder if my channel member thing still works. We haven't done that in a while. Where's my button at? Hey-o, look at that. If you're a channel member here on YouTube, there's a couple things. They're sign in to become a member, okay? How do I actually like members' videos? There you go. There's that like thing we just watched, the Sights and Sounds of Tampa. Or the most recent, which was on Major League Paintball Plus for a while. The worst team in paintball did the impossible, which is all about paintball fit. Both of those videos are there for channel members right now. But this one will go out later to people who are not channel members. All you channel members that like monthly support and stuff really does help this channel. It really truly helps. Yep. So if you want to maybe think about helping and supporting this channel, you can follow that link down there. You help support this thing and really just kind of help it keep going along. And there are some perks as well. Like you gotta like, I gotta like sign in to figure out that. You get like early access to videos, discounts on merch, you know, some stuff. But ultimately, you're helping support this thing. Keep on trucking. Just like Victor right there. And just basing around, that's Josh. He works at a stereo store now. He used to own a stereo store where he installed subwoofers. So, hence, just basin around. The paintball fit video was pretty sweet. Which one? Oh, the one I made. Sure. We've talked about paintball. We talked about paintball fit last week, too. They're releasing a, I don't know. They did some sort of, like, Tampa video, which was pretty cool. Yeah, no one's going to get my basin around. Joke. I don't know how to pronounce that name. Good afternoon or good evening, really. More so. Channel member supporting the freaking channel. There's a couple things we should point out that were actually on the internet we can talk about very briefly. A newer paintball channel. PNT. This was really good. I actually really like him. He's done a handful of these top play videos. Look at that. He's got almost as many likes on this video as he does subscribers. We're subscribed. I'm just not signed in. I like this intro a lot. It's pretty cool. We'll do it again. Damn, I can't grab it. Just go to the beginning. See how it's like a paintball and it's like going down the barrel? See the barrel? It's really cool. I like it. PNT. I like this set. It's really cool. I really like this suit. Really good. Great job. He goes and just, you know, talks about maybe his top 10 plays and does much more in-depth discussion than I do. He's got the Telestrator going and drawing on the screen and stuff. I'm trying to find some Telestrator spots, but definitely does. Go, you know, watch below. There's a link below. Go give a subscribe, you know, help support this paintball stuff. Look at that, 11,000 views. That's got to be good. That's pretty good. That's really good if you have that many subscribers. If you're getting 10 times the views on a video than the subscribers you have, that's really good. Look, there's Matt right there. Did I comment on this one? Maybe, maybe not. Probably not. I don't really comment on things. It's fun stuff. don't know what's going on. There's some like weird audio going on. I don't know. Weirding myself out. And Infamous, the Infamous Unlocked, episode 17. I don't know how many, I guess there's been 17 episodes. San Antonio, Texas. This is getting ready for Tampa. Just behind the scenes stuff, you know, at practice, they're inside the huddle chit-chatting. Always a fan of these videos. I mean, if you're like a paintball maniac like myself, these are cool because you just get to like, you know, get insight into the players. Like, what's their practice like? What do they talk about in practice? Like, what could we take over? Don't listen to anything that guy says. He is crazy. Look at him. Just crazy, man. That's Eddie. I love Eddie. Yeah, just get insight into the players and, like, you know, what they're thinking and what's practice like. And, you know, what could we take over to our practice? Or, you know, you get to know the people a little better. I'm a fan. There's a link below. I thought I saw fucking Eddie again. Eddie, you're out there somewhere. Hopefully, they're doing well. Oh, man, what is this freaking... What is going on? Chris Martin. I was being hyperbolic. But here are the weights of the Control 2. Okay. The Control 2 is 14.47 ounces. The DRV weighs 19 ounces. 200 paintballs weighs 21... Wait. I'm going to go with 21 paintballs. 200 paintballs, 21 ounces. 260 paintballs, 27.5 ounces. So yeah, it's like 100 paintballs or something, right? 70 paintballs, maybe? Oh, that's a good one. The weight difference between the DRV and the Control 2 is the same as 1D battery. That's actually kind of useful, huh? The Control 2 is like the lightest hopper in the world, too, so it's like crazy light, which is, you know, I don't know, good and bad. It definitely does not feel as durable or as like robust as the Control, or not the Control, the DRV. I really like, I mean, we've talked about this, but I really like this aluminum on the bottom, mainly because when they put that aluminum feed neck or that aluminum feed tube on there, it's just more durable. Not more durable, it's just not as, I guess it is more durable, but it's not as, like, pliable, you know? So it really kind of locks the hopper in, and this being aluminum certainly adds to that weight. Like, I bet if they just made that out of plastic, it would be much more closer to the weight of all the other hoppers. But again, it's not, like, fucking heavy, you know? I don't know. Still not heavy. I mean, you guys want to know the weights of hoppers? Oh, I haven't really even done that, have I? You guys were talking about hopper weights. Here's your hopper weights right here. I should update it with the DRV. I haven't done that in a while. I haven't updated it. Or maybe I did originally. Yeah, I did originally. There you go. There's your hopper weights. All in grams, though, but... We're missing the Control 2. Control 2. Why can't I freaking select any of this text? I don't know. Hopper weights. I don't have the Control 2. We don't have a Halo Pro because they just kind of like just started, well, not just started selling them, but just started selling them as like complete hoppers. The lightest hopper? The HK Army GX, which is just a gravity fed hopper. 190? No, I take that back. The Empire Basic 200 round is 150 grams. I mean, 150 grams to 690 is a noticeable difference. But you can see the Pulse, the GI Sports Pulse, the hopper that never came out, that's 690 grams. There's a bunch of hopper weights. I always just do the calculation that paintballs are 3 grams each. the Revy, or some brain said, the Revy does block. I don't know what is going on. This chat is like wonky. The Revy does block your sight line, like the Velocity and Halo. Revy didn't. I'm sorry. Yeah, for sure. It was better, at least. I don't know, though. You know, like, with paintball guns, like, I never really, like... Like, I never really, like, look... I don't know if this is going to fit in there or not. Oh, shit, it does. I never really, like, look at the back of the hopper anyway. I'm not like this, you know? It's always like this. Like, I'm always looking through this little spot anyway. So it's kind of like, I don't know, it doesn't really matter. As long as it's, like, high enough off, I'm not, like... Look at that freaking hopper on this old-ass gun. That's funny. I'm not, like, you know, looking like this. A lot of people say that, though, for sure. But I always find that I'm like this, you know? I'm not, like, I'm looking through this anyway. I'm not, like, you know, I don't know. Looking at the back of the hopper. Beep, 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 beep. The egg hopper is putrid. I'm with you on that. That thing's fucking stupid. It was always stupid. I never really understood it. It was just so stupid. I guess we're good on that. Still rocking my original Spire. Yeah, I never had the original Spire. I was using... I think I used the rotor. I used the die rotor probably still when the Spire first came out, and then was using the Prophecy Z2 for a long time. So, I don't know. Oop, Lone Wolf did a review and a battle of the new hoppers today. I think I saw something like that. Although, I don't really... click on their videos. You know, I don't really click on a lot of paintball video. So, nothing against them. Redhead Trev, I was pleasantly surprised that my DRV fit into my Angels. I was nervous I'd have to sand down an aluminum feed neck. That's true. I didn't even think about that. That was a die feed neck on that one. But yeah, you never really know, huh? I didn't even think about that. That's not really a problem that most people that buy these are going to run into, though. I mean, just sand the feed neck down. That's funny. You'll think you'll ever film gameplay with the Meta glasses? Nope. Highly unlikely. I don't really need them, you know? I mean, I've done gameplay stuff before. Let's find, like... Paintball ruined my life gameplay? What happens if we put that in there? Why not? This works. Mainly just because I find the GoPros, like the small GoPro cameras, better. So this is a camera that's right in between my goggles right now. You know, I find that better. That's switching to the barrel camera, so I have two cameras on. You know, I find that better than the Meta glasses. I mean, they obviously have a better form factor and stuff like that, but you know, I like this more. I don't like how there's, you know, there's not like weird glares and like it's not off center. You know, this camera is like literally right in my vision, so it's going to be dead center with what I'm looking at. The Meta stuff's all like off kilter and stuff, and like I don't like it, so probably not. That's Eric's cocker. That is EP in the chat. This is his gun. Let's look at it. No, that's not his. That's mine. That's Eric's. The Free Flow. I don't remember which Free Flow that is, but it's Free Flow. Yeah, Free Flow with like some Inception design parts on it, I believe. And then some Free Flow parts as well. There's Eric right there. Eric's actually in this video, probably. You're one of those legs, I assume. There's Jake. That's Mark's gun. Where's Mark? Reflow clutch. There you go. That's mine. I don't know whose tank that is. That's somebody else's tank. That might be Eric's tank and Hopper, too. That's Lance. Anyway, okay. This is gameplay footage from a couple years ago. All those idiots are still always at the paintball field. Peeking Indo, what the heck did Sunbrain see? Film taking a morning dump. It will go wildfire in Germany. They like the Scheiße porn, huh? Scheiße porn? Doesn't Scheiser? I don't know how to spell Scheiser. For sure. Scheiser. There you go. Yeah, I took a dump before this live stream. Like, literally, like, minutes ago. Like, exactly 1 hour ago. Yeah, gameplay footage, I don't know, right? Like, I've thought about it. And I don't know what I would do with it. You know, the style of the channel now is so different that I don't think it... I don't have any idea. You know, I tell myself that, like, you know, the YouTube channel is focused on these history videos now. So I'm doing these, like, history-style videos. So I don't really want to, like, interrupt the videos, you know, like if you go to the YouTube channel, there's, you know, the videos that are in line, right? There's like the last 10 videos or whatever are all basically kind of storytelling history videos. And I wonder, like, can I just post regular stuff now or not? Or does it matter? Should I have it all be consistent? I think the real answer is it doesn't matter and I should just do it. I should just post whatever, you know? But I wonder about, like, gameplay footage and stuff like that. Put it on the clip channel? I've thought about that, but then it, like, I don't know. I have no idea. I think I just would put them on the regular channel. Depending on what it is, you know, like, I like to... Yeah, I guess depending on what it is. Or it could be, like, members-only videos or something, but... I don't know. You could host a paintball ruined my life fan day and post that gameplay footage. Should we have a fan day, Chris? I was thinking about your nemesis idea too. That's about it. Stuff I don't want to say on the live stream, so, you know, nothing bad. Just secret information, that's all. Yeah, I don't know. Gameplay footage, yeah. I know, I think about it, because sometimes I just like to go to the paintball field, and if I'm playing, just play paintball and hang out. You know, I don't want to worry about filming stuff and, like, doing that stuff sometimes, so... Sometimes I just really hate it. Oh, yeah, lobster last week. It was good. I don't know if it was $5. Is $5 for 3 ounces good? I have no idea. It was okay. I mean, it tastes like lobster. You know, I don't eat lobster much. I mean, the last time I had lobster was like 15 years ago. I don't know why they had it. I didn't even really ask. We should get into it. I don't know. I lost my train of thought. I was going to say something, and I literally lost my train of thought. I don't know what I was talking about. Gameplay footage. Yeah, sometimes I just like to go to the field and, like, you know, play paintball. Not, like, you know, worry about a lot of stuff, but I should, for sure. I should do a lot of stuff, though. Not just that. Yeah, a meet and greet, that would be interesting. I mean, I've always wanted to do, like, big games and stuff, like, you know, there's enough of us where, like, there's enough Street Fighter people that, you know, I have enough friends at the paintball field or know enough people that We could probably do an actual big game somewhere, like have an actual like event day or something like that, where it's like, it's a big game. So we have like prizes and stuff and a raffle and, you know, maybe some weird games, like a big free for all game or I don't know, whatever we want to call it. Super Game is in May. I know I kept talking about going to Super Game as well, Curtis. Chris, you should think about the Paintball Ruin My Life big game meet and greet. Not meet and greet necessarily, but, you know, something like that. Think about it, Chris. Brainstorm for me. Yeah, Super Game in Oregon. I did want to go to Super Game in Oregon, but, like, I don't know. It's like, it's going to rain? You know, is it going to rain? When is Super Game? I mean, Super Game's in, like, 2 weeks, so it's kind of hard to tell. But, you know, I talked to multiple guys who went, and they, like, went from Sacramento. And, you know, you either fly to Portland or drive, like, 12 hours. And I was like, man, Super Game looks so cool. But I really don't want to go up there and it just rain. That would suck. And just, I don't want to deal with that. Like, it's like Oregon rain too. Like, fucking rain. Like, it'll rain a lot. And I don't know if I want to deal with that. So I was thinking about possibly going to Decay of Nations in September. Maybe that. I should start planning that, actually. I think I have that on my list of shit to do. The list of, like, 700 things. I have to change my Comcast payment method. Yeah, so I just didn't want to go to Super Games. This would be friggin', I don't know. I just don't want to deal with the rain and stuff like that. I think one of the maybe harder parts of having like a big game or doing something like that is figuring out where to do it at. I don't know. Well, let's figure it out. Hunger Games style. What does Hunger Games style mean? I just want to do, like, you know, there's a lot of like weird capture the flag style games you could do or something like that, because, you know, so many of the paintball fields, they're just like, you know, just shoot everyone and the game's over. How about we, like, do some, like, capture the base and, like, you know, you gotta, I don't know, capture the base or, like, you know, defend this fort or do stuff like that. I think that stuff's really fun. I would like to be able to do more of that. I don't know. My stomach is gurgling. I'm looking at things we should talk about, but I might save some things for later. Upcoming events. Yeah, I don't know. I bought a gear bag this year off someone that hadn't played since the rained out Super Game in 2024. It was so smelly. I'm still trying to air it out. That's funny. That's what my paintball stuff's like. You know, I don't know. Don't clean my stuff for a really long time, too. But I've gotten way better about that. I mean, it used to not be that bad back in the day, though, because I'd play every weekend. So even if I didn't wash the stuff, I'm going to take it out and play again. It's going to smell later. I've gotten better about washing my stuff. Chris Martin, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Just a modified version of the Capital Edge Anniversary Day. Make it weird. We would just have to, I mean, not just have to do that. There's a lot of stuff, but I'd have to determine a location as well. And do a bunch of math to figure out if we could make any money or not. Not that we'd have to make money. We gotta at least break even, you know. I once bought a bunch of paintball stuff off a guy, or a woman, I should say, that her boyfriend, I knew the people, so it wasn't like, I mean, it was kind of weird, but I knew it wasn't like stolen and stuff like that. So this was, man, maybe 10 years ago, a guy who went to, I don't know, somewhere at the paintball store, this guy went to jail and he needed money to get bail. So his wife or girlfriend or something like that came into the paintball store and just sold a bunch of his paintball stuff. Like pretty much everything I bought for like crazy cheap. So I was like, well, I don't really want this stuff, you know? So in order for me to buy it, it's going to be like a good value. Damn, are we talking about Rachel Some Brains? I think Rachel, right? Damn. Fuck. What the hell was I talking about? I just totally got distracted. I don't even remember what I was talking about. Some Brains comment, just like... We're talking about big games still? I don't know. I don't even know. I totally lost my train of thought. Somebody in the chat, tell me what the hell I was talking about. Buying gear bags. We moved on from that one, I think. Big games? I know, but what was I talking about? Fuck. I don't know. I do want to do a big game, though. I think it's possible. I think we can do it. Oh, yeah. Stealing money for bail. I guess that's the end of the story, though. Really, just that he needed money for bail, and we just bought the stuff super cheap. I don't remember what it was, though. It was, like, high-end guns, and I remember talking to him on the phone, because he called in on the phone and was like, hey, my girlfriend, their wife's going to be there, or she's there now, or something like that. It was interesting. I've never been to Decay of Nations, though, but I would like to. I don't want to do something like Decay of Nations. That's like a whole crazy scenario situation. But just having like a big game. Yeah, chemo. He once blamed... Fuck, never mind. I will not talk about people. But I want to. So bad. But we won't do it. Yeah, Decay of Nations is crazy too, because there's been times when they had it earlier in the year. I think it was in like August before or something. And they had people like were having like heat stroke and stuff like that. So thankfully, they've had it a little bit. They moved it to September, so the weather's a little bit cooler, so people aren't like collapsing from heat stroke and having to go to the hospital, call ambulances and shoot at the paintball field. It's just crazy. Wild. Damn it. I can't, like, not do it. Bam. I don't got anything else to talk about. Hit me with questions. Give me something to talk about. All my plans are done. We got anything cool over here we can talk about? No. I was going to try to get a Lux Air today, but did not plan my day correctly. Because I thought the paintball store was open today, and it is not. I was going to go by there today. It is not open. Anything cool? I don't know. Anything cool over here? We've talked about everything over there like 400 times, so. Yeah. There's some things cool that are happening I can't talk about. I don't know. I don't know if that's exciting or not. Not really. We gotta get my mag fixed. I gotta fix the mag. That's right. I do wanna fix the auto mag. I gotta make a list. I gotta make a list to see the classic auto mag provided to us by Bobby right there, Sack Roots. Who was the CEPL winners? I got no idea. We do gotta do this though. I gotta get, I don't know what to do. I definitely have to get an on off.
And I was thinking about whether to do macro line or stainless steel hose.
Man, I just hate buying stuff.
You know, working at the paintball store and owning the paintball store,
really difficult to buy paintball stuff. I'm like, oh, I need hose and like, you know, all this cool stuff. And I'm like, I don't want to buy it. That's insane. Let's go on eBay and look like.
We need to find 1/8 NPT stainless steel hose in like, we probably need about a 6-inch. Let's just see what they sell this hose for. Oh, none of this is helpful. What if we put paintball in there? Ooh.
That's not that bad, I guess. Why does it say read first hella big, though? Okay, that's not that bad. So, like, 90 degree fittings. I just need 90 fittings. Those are just freaking macro line fittings. I don't know. Those shouldn't be much either. They're like $5 probably. I mean, I don't know what these are. All these look so weird. None of them are like anything I want. You guys are probably watching me search. Like, don't search for this. Don't search for this. Oh, wow. Okay. Sack Roots got first place. Grass-fed wet grass steak got second. Cali Murder Squad in third, except at least for D4 or D5, right? Cool. Chris Martin, congrats, Bobby. Yes, Bobby, congratulations. Yeah, you were there for sure. I saw you there. Yeah. Well, somewhere. Oh, there's those ones. Those work. Are those the ones that I like, though, or not? Swivel. What the fuck? Those are some wonky-ass macro line fittings. Who knows? They're in there. Look at this thing. $2,200. $2,100. That's a lot of money. Grass-fed steak. Personally, I like the grass-wet steak. Only one person's gonna get that. Went to A&S Gear for the first time. It was an amazing storefront. I hope so. They're like, you know, the Amazon. They're the Walmart of paintball. You should do surprise guest visits and stuff. Spice it up a little bit. What do you mean? Boosted, I will listen to your comments. Your actual comments. Live stream guests. I assume that's what you mean. Yeah, I've been thinking about it. I'm gonna do this week. I actually have two phone calls this week that are gonna be video interviews, and I've set it all up so that it's all going through OBS, and I'm using this camera, and it's all going through OBS. So essentially, I set it up so that it could be like people calling in to the live stream too. So we could have guests just like that. So this week, I will at least like, it'll be a trial to see how well that works. Because I'm trying to make it so that you can't really see what I'm like, see what I want to do, I don't think. They would be like full screen on this big screen, and I would be in the corner maybe. Or we could easily do like a split screen too. But it's kind of set up right now to have them be full screen, and I turn off everything. Like I would turn off all this stuff, and then they would just be full screen. I don't know. We have something about actually in here. Like bring on other streamers like Meth Gymrat, EG. Yeah, for sure. For sure. The hardest part is just like dealing with it, you know, like it's the hardest part about it. It's not even that like I don't want people. It's like it's me. Two things are happening. I'm probably just making excuses I'm just making an excuse, right? And it really is just like more, you know, I've been replying to so many emails lately and talking on the phone a lot, and it just takes so much fucking time. You know, it's like, I want to work on this fucking video, but I got to answer these four emails, and that takes like an hour. And then I got to, you know, call this guy back, and then that's an hour. It's like, there's all these little things that need done every day. So like tracking down people that would want to be guests every week. I don't know if I have time for it, because it's so much like back and forth. I don't know if it would happen every week, but maybe after this, like, you know, interview stuff I do this week, we'll try to do like every other week or something like that. Pushstar just said something like that. And what I would really like is like the same people to kind of come back every time. I don't want like to do interviews necessarily. I would like to have a rotating cast of like 10 people or something like that. Mm-hmm. Did you not hire someone to do some of that stuff for you? Nope. I did not. I want that. I want someone to do it. But I can't afford that, really. I mean, I can't, yeah. I just can't afford that. I mean, if I had a full-time employee, this would change a lot. There'd be a lot of, like, more things to do, you know? I mean, I don't know if I want somebody. I mean, one of the problems, too, is that, like, you know, I did try or think about something like that, like have somebody help me or have someone find ads for me. Like they could kind of be an agent in a way, like they can contact companies and be like, hey, are you interested in like, you know, setting up a partnership or advertising or doing something? Because that's also just a lot of email and just, you know, back and forth stuff that I don't know, it's just hard because there's so many other things I got to try to do. But one of the difficult parts, too, is that that person is representing me, you know, like when they're contacting these companies and stuff, you are me, right? You're like representing me. So it's very difficult. Like, I want to know the person really well. I want to know them in person in a way. And there's lots of other stuff I like want to do, you know, that I could just task this person to do. But again, it'd be like I just can't afford to pay a person, you know, a good wage full time. It's like not realistic. So it just isn't. ChatGPT is great for that. It's not really good for that. It can't do that. I can't task it with going and like talking to manufacturers for me or like, hey, go source this material and I want to try to make these pants. Go figure it out. Go figure out the manufacturer we can use and go figure out this. And yeah, there's like so many goddamn little things. Don't make it too much. Your idea is already gold. Just give them a live call and bring them on. interacting guests will be great. For sure. Push star. Have you ever used AI? I mean, you could program an agent, but it would be awful. And I'd have to, like, look at it and check it all the time. And then I'd have to manage that. I'm like, who's it sending these emails to? And, like, what are these crazy-ass replies it just told them? Like, I don't want to make 100 of those. Like, you know, because it'll just, like, wing it. It's like, yeah, this sounds like a good idea, you know, without even, like, understanding anything. So it's like you got to go through and, like, fucking redo it all, which is can be helpful still, you know, for ideas and stuff, but it's not anywhere close to that, unfortunately. Dude, Chris, if it only took me 30 minutes to reply to emails, this is also another problem that I have. Like I said, I'll find an excuse why it's hard. I'm always like replying to emails. I want it to be like, I always like sit there and like reword it and like make it perfect. And like, I'm a fucking jackass. I gotta just type it and send it. Just type it and send it. Then I gotta like make stuff perfect. Anyway. Like, what's that mark on the side of my hat? This will be a Brad complaining. We'll stop complaining. One thing I hate too is that, like, I feel like my bulk of my job with this YouTube channel is really making YouTube videos, you know, and then like replying to emails and like doing all that stuff. Just feels like such busy work. It's like, it just feels like I'm wasting time. But, you know, we gotta do it, so. Push star, you 100% wreck, correct. I don't even know. He said, sounds like to me you're writing an email that should have taken 10 minutes. It should have taken 5. It turns into 30. 100%. It definitely does. And that's also because I don't really, like, email that much. So I'm not, like, just banging them out. You know, it's not like I'm replying to 50 emails a day. It's not, like, that crazy. I mean, we wouldn't be watching this if that's all I did. Yeah, there's definitely, like, AI things that help. But again, we gotta, like, I gotta go back and review it. I mean, I don't even need software. You know, I can just take the, like, email someone sent me and be like, how do I reply to this? Bang. And whatever AI chatbot you want, it's going to spit out an answer. Sometimes what I'll do more so is I'll dictate. So I'll turn the microphone on and I'll just talk. I'll be like, make this into an email for me. And I can just, you know, riff for a little bit and then be like, good. And then it'll blomp something out that I got to go back and like redo the whole thing. So most of the time I don't use it because it just comes out so wordy and stupid. Like, I don't sound like this. This is not what I sound like. I want it to be like representative of me, not some like dumb chatbot that just is like, oh, congratulations to your crowning achievement, Mr. Goldsmith. It's like, I don't fucking what? I don't. Who the hell talks like that? Anyway. It's useful. I like it more for ideas. You know, I'll run by like ideas. Like I'm looking at doing a like collaboration with a brand coming up pretty soon, hopefully. And yeah, getting ideas about that kind of stuff that I don't know anything about, right? Where I can just talk like this. And just give it a huge text block. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I kind of like this idea, but what about this idea? And this sounds weird. And, you know, I like it for that because it can, like, maybe help smooth out some of those ideas a little bit or something. But then again, it also, you know, do crazy shit. Who knows? Try to reach out to Colt. I, for some reason, thought you were going to say Colton Dahl. Someone else. From Paintball Fit. No one has interviewed him in a while. Would love to see what's on his mind this year with picking up you, picking his brain. I know he was recently on PTG and stuff. They weren't on too long ago. I know I do have a list of guests. They're kind of crazy, though. Ryan Greenspan, Nick Sloviak, Matt the Gym Rat, Alex Fragi, Todd Martinez, Mark Kutaraj. Some reason Mark's in there. And Eddie Tamayo. We talked about Eddie earlier. Those are the only guests I have on my list. We'll give it a shot. We've done it once before. We'll try it again. Old Soul. Good evening. Drop it in, drop a comment, and a like. Definitely drop a like. Dave's not going to want to do it, though. Dave doesn't want to do that shit. Dave's got too much shit going on, too. Motherfucker has, like, a paintball field. He's coaches Impact. He's a construction company, I believe, he's still helping out with. He's got a wife. He's got three kids. Dave's all over the place. When was the last time you saw Dave do a podcast interview, too? Dr. Oz glasses. I don't want to look like Dr. Oz. That guy's psycho. I have like 7 pairs of those sunglasses. I like those sunglasses, thank you. But I don't want to look like Dr. Oz. That guy's a scammer. He's a professional scammer. Just like everybody else in our, you know, country at this moment. Guests. All right, we'll think about it. I always think about it, though, too. I really do. I really want to do what, like, you guys want, you know? I mean, somewhat. I want to do what I want to do, too. I'm not just going to do whatever you guys tell me to do. But I kind of would like, what should I do? You know, I definitely want more stuff to happen on here, like more segments or something like that. Would it be cooler if I sat down at the desk like I used to? I used to like sit down at the desk. That was fun. Maybe not fun. It was just a different seating configuration. Yeah. All right, we'll look for guests. If anybody's got any other cool ideas, like other segments or other things we should do, let me know. You know, one thing I won't forget from you is the mechanical crank loader. Yeah, it is kind of crazy. Throw it over here. Somewhere around here. I think it's right here. Yeah. The V-Mech. This isn't how loud this is. Just listen to me, like, this is going to get so loud. We'll, like, turn the volume way down, too. So, like, just listen to how loud this is. So I'm going to get quieter and quieter. You can hear my voice has gotten quite a bit quieter. But listen to this thing. It actually might not even work because of all the noise compression. So let's turn that off. Listen to how crazy this is. All the noise suppression. So this is me talking. It's like the loudest thing ever made. I'm not gonna like hold it right into the mic either. It's pretty loud. Real, 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 real loud. It really is crazy. Very, very loud. But, you know, it is mechanical. It's got, like, that, like, I don't know, maybe not see if I get out of the way. Maybe you can see there's, like, this screw inside there so that that screw, you know, I don't know, screws and put stuff in. So loud. It is a mechanical, it is technically a mechanical force-fed hopper, though, which, you know, that's kind of cool in and of itself. It's definitely a coffee grinder. It definitely kind of... That's funny. I know you don't like tech reviews, but I'm desperately waiting for you to do a Lux Air review. I know, I've been thinking about it too, actually. Boosted. It goes back to my, like, thinking about the channel, and we were talking about gameplay footage and how I'm not sure if gameplay footage fits on the channel anymore. You know, it's like reviews. I'm not sure how they fit on the channel anymore. But I was thinking about it. I want to figure out, like, a different way to do reviews as well. I don't want to do them the same. So I was trying to think about, like, I don't know, just some different format or some different way to do them. I will have to brainstorm. Because I was thinking about that too. Yeah. Brad's product reviews were always the best. Thank you, Charlie. I rewatched them all of them at least 3 times. That's crazy. You better have liked them. You gotta leave a like. All are extremely detailed. Oh, really? That's good. Okay. You know, there's some other guys that did a good job at reviews in the past. No one's probably done the volume. Well, you know, Mike from TechPB did a good volume, too. Yeah. The Lux Idol. No, the Lux Air, sorry. I've not even held one yet. I held the Cyborg X the other day. It was surprisingly heavy. Heavy, and it felt a little bit longer than the previous Cyborg. The Cyborg 6, I think it was. Cyborg 7? I think it was the 6? I don't freaking know. Okay, Brian, there we go. The 180R review is great, and especially when you have a point of view from other players, for sure. I kind of liked that. One of the things that sucks, though, not to hate talk about any people, but most people aren't that good at talking. You know? Like, I'm like, oh, what's better? What do you like more about the Lux Air? You know, talking to, maybe say, one random guy. You're like, you had the Lux Air, and, you know, you've had the Lux Idol. Which one do you like more? And they're like, the Lux Air shoots better. That's all they say. So it's like, what about it? They're like, it's, you know, it's quieter a little. They just don't know what to say, which is fine. You know, I don't, before, like, talking at the camera all the time, or, like, you know, talking to people at the paintball store all the time, I wouldn't have known what to say either, you know? Like, I don't know. You know, I don't know. They just don't know, which is fine. It just would take maybe me giving a little bit more direction. You know, that could be my fault as the person interviewing them. I should be able to, like, help them out a little bit more, or be a little bit more prepared. I'm always just like, let's just wing it and see what happens. And it never, like, really turns out that great. This happened multiple times with people I've tried to, like, talk to, where, like, it just doesn't... So, it's just kind of lame. But it would be helpful for sure if I gave them, like, you know, maybe a little bit more direction. Exactly like the 180R, CS3, the Shockers, the LV2 one was brutally honest. I don't think so. It may be brutally honest. I don't want to try to, like, put companies out of business. The ETH 3 video is great. I miss the old loadout videos of the Geo4. But you just use the Emac now. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah, I just got to think about, like, what to do for a review. Because talking to the people is cool. For sure. I just think having different people on the channel is kind of cool. You know, it's just me all the time, which, I don't know, I guess is good and bad. But yeah, having, if I'm talking to people, kind of maybe know what I'm going to talk about before we go into it. But one of the things I want to try is, like, storytelling? Like, what story could we tell, or how could we incorporate something else, right? Not just like, this is a paintball gun, it shoots good, whatever. You know, like, how can we, I don't know, somehow incorporate something else? I'll be on it. You could if you were at the paintball field. You have to be at Capital Edge Paintball Park the day that I'm filming. And it will probably incorporate people I know, like everybody I know. But then that's kind of hard to get, like, input from people that you know, because everybody's got it. You're going to kind of have, like, maybe a little bit of experience. The evaluation of the Shocker brand. I don't know. That's not much of a story, though, you know? Bobby. Shoot five shots with the Luxair. Shot five shots with the Luxair. Did not like the metal sound. Huh. Yeah, I've not even seen one, I don't think. I mean, maybe I have, but it was like from a distance or something. I haven't gone, like, looked for one. Huh. Sometimes, like, it could be the tank, too. You know, those guns, like, stuff that pings. It could be the tank or the reg pinging as well. I know they look cool. I really kind of like the way they look, but I've not seen one in person. I haven't, like, touched it or anything yet. Huh. The Luxair. So we want Luxair, gameplay videos, and interviews and live streams. Not really interviews. We're not going to be doing interviews and live streams. That's for sure. It'll be like, I mean, maybe we'll have some questions, but it's not going to be like, tell me how you started playing paintball. And, like, you know, we're not going to do all that. Reviews, gameplay, guests in live stream. Tell the story of how Shocker started. Yeah, but that wouldn't be a review. I wouldn't do that in a review. Try to source one of the old shoebox Shockers. I probably could. And then compare them all, for sure. That actually wouldn't be a bad idea for a video, but it wouldn't be at all a review. I don't know. That's not necessarily true. Yeah, you're right. That's not necessarily true, because it could be like, you know, maybe highlight the progression a little bit more. You know, talk about, like you said, like, talk about the old to the new a little bit more. For sure. Brian, it would be interesting to see what marker Contract Killer comes out with. Yeah, we were kind of talking about it at the field this weekend, how, you know, when my friend Tim Furpo, the paintball tech with a K, Tim is like a super mega paintball tech, was there working for Planet Eclipse, and he had a Cyborg X, and it's kind of what we were talking about. It's going to be interesting because the wording has been a little confusing, and I don't exactly know, but the wording was a little bit confusing with Contract Killer and MacDev. It kind of said, like, John Brinkman, the new owner of the Hurricanes, was either investing money, or he, like, acquired their high-end markers only or something like that. So I'm not 100% sure, but John Brinkman is certainly investing or active as well in MacDev as well as Contract Killer. That's the whole reason I guess bring John Brinkman up, is because he also purchased Contract Killer and also investing in MacDev. So for sure. And my biggest complaint with MacDev is that they just don't feel as high end as the other companies, right? I think when you hold all the other high-end guns, for the most part, I mean, you hold an Eclipse gun, you hold the Luxair, you hold a Force, they just feel better, right? They're just a little bit higher quality, and I think that matters, right? When you're spending $1,800, you really just want it to be a little bit nicer. So I think that's my biggest thing, and it's like, If they just spent like more money on manufacturing, I know that's easy to say, right? Just spend more money. It's like, well, I'm going to have money to spend. But if they just went a little bit harder on manufacturing and like dialed that in a little bit better and just made them feel nicer, I think that that would go a long way, really, because they really don't feel in your hands as good as the other guns, unfortunately. I was thinking he bought the IP and will have guns made cheaper somewhere else in Asia. Let's hope that doesn't happen. And flood the divisional fields with cheapo Gamma Core guns. I don't know. I mean, I kind of hope it doesn't happen. But I guess, I mean, MacDev have already made like, you know, $700, $800-ish kind of like little affordable guns. And it's hard to say the divisional fields too, because like all the divisional teams use like high-end guns. Like none of those, like very seldom do you see someone with like a 180R or like, you know, an axe or something like that. Like pretty much everyone's just got brand new high-end guns too. I mean, I'm definitely not opposed to like more affordable good things. But I also kind of want them to be made well and stuff, and especially in that price. You know, you're trying to sell $1,000 or something, it's going to go right up against Planet Eclipse, so it kind of has to be made just as well. Okay, I'm going, you sons of bitches. Bring back the era of the Ion. I'll bring back the era. I rather like the new guns a little bit better. I think so. Okay, I'm closing the chat so I don't keep replying. Guys, I appreciate you all coming by so much. Make sure to leave a live. Nope. Make sure to leave a like before you leave. Maybe, you know, leave a comment on another video. Maybe share this on Facebook or something crazy. If you see a Facebook post you like that I made, maybe share that on Facebook, you know? That's about all. I don't really use a lot of their social medias. I gotta start using Instagram a little bit more. We probably will. We have some things we're gonna put on there. In the meantime, gentlemen, come back next Tuesday. What is wrong with me? Tuesday. Last time I was like, come back Thursday. It's like, what? No. I used to do live streams every Tuesday and Thursday. That was years ago. So come back Monday. Maybe we'll have a guest. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know any promises, but you never know. It might happen. We'll try to snag someone, maybe? Okay. In the meantime,